Girl talk.
Hey, obviously, whatever people get up to in the bedroom, within a relationship or outside of that, is completely and utterly personal, and it can be completely and utterly private. Sure. And each to their own. Like, who are we to go, that's weird or that's wrong, or judge what other people find attractive or what turns other people on? But I suppose it is concerning, and I was reading an article about this recently, and there's been actually a documentary that's made about it, about the fact that GPs and medical experts are actually seeing this really terrifying trend where girls, especially young girls, are coming in and being treated for injuries that are actually being sustained within the bedroom based on the fact that they feel pressured to do things with male partners based on adult movies. Now, there's this documentary that's actually been made, which is titled Reality and Risk. Now, police understand the dangers and the risk associated, so they are also supporting this documentary. But it talks about young women and I suppose the pressures of saying no to certain things that they don't particularly feel comfortable about.
Okay.
This is part of the documentary. It's pretty full on. Take a listen.
I think when boys start having sex, they imagine porn and, like, everything that goes on in porn, because that's the dream, really. Like, boys, you know, have their way with girls, whatever they want. It's awkward sometimes saying no.
Hang on, but you throw me a little bit. I mean, I understand the broad theme, definitely. Injuries? What videos are people watching? I don't understand. Like, I mean, you know, I think we've all, those of us over 18, legally have watched a bit of this stuff. No one's getting, I mean, nothing I'm seeing, anyone's getting hurt or like...
Well, sorry, have you seen 50 Shades of Grey?
Actually, one of the
biggest box office movies.
Yeah.
And there is, I mean, bondage, like those kind of injuries as well on wrists and feet and those kind of things. And it is really full on. And as much as I did read that book and I have seen the movie and I go, oh, yeah, when you think about it in that light where you go, if somebody watches that movie and thinks, oh, that's cool, let's give that a whirl, but then doesn't feel completely comfortable and wants to back out, I suppose there are certain expectations or certain ideals that can be completely normal to one person that may not be to another.
Right, sorry, I forgot this is the Girl Talk segment. Just a heads up for you, no guy has seen 50 Shades of Grey. Not a single man has seen it.
Nick, have you seen it, producer Nick?
No.
Oh, okay.
No guy has seen it. No one's seen it. But, I mean, so in a way, look, this is your segment, it's Girl Talk, but the main offender, if you're talking about girls coming in feeling uncomfortable from the pressures of film, the main offender is 50 Shades of Grey, which is a movie made for women.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's weird.
Well, that and porn, like in particular adult films,
yeah.
I would totally agree with this, can make you as a chick feel pressured if you don't feel like doing what people do in movies, that you should be ashamed of yourself.
Right.
And that there is a certain pressure to, I suppose, be that person and do what's done in movies because you're not cool if you don't. And 13, 12, 16, I know it is a pretty full-on one and it is a personal one, but surely there have been people that have a stance on this and potentially have been there in the past. Porn putting pressure on people to do things in the bedroom.
All right. On girls in particular, right?
Yeah, it's on chicks talk. In particular.
All right. If you think that is the case, that porn is putting pressure on girls to do this sort of stuff, give us a call. 13. I'm glad we're not doing this at 20 past 8. This is very 6
o'clock. Well, that's initially where I thought, and I thought, oh, maybe not.
No, maybe not. Yeah. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call right now if you agree with what Christy's saying. It's Girl Talk, 101.3 CFM. Byron and Christy Show.